This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. From time to time, I have an opportunity to interview a special guest, and I have another one this week. Next week, the Southcom commander is going to be in front of the Appropriations Committee for Defense, and Laura Richardson, the four-star general, the commander of Southcom, is with us today. And Laura, it is great to see you. Of all of the combatant commands around the globe, I often say that your command, Southcom, has as much of an impact, if not more of an impact, on anything affecting the greater Northwest Arkansas area because of what you have to deal with on a daily basis. Kind of give our listeners an idea of what you face every day and where your AOR, your area of responsibility, is.
Well, thank you, Congressman, and it's my my pleasure, my honor to be on your program this morning. But I want the American people to know that U.S. Southcom, one of the six geographic combatant commands in the Department of Defense, is very proud to work with the areas in the region, South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. 31 countries, 11 territories and dependencies, so a very large area of operations that U.S. Southcom has. And we work with the militaries and the public security forces in the region, and everything that we do in the security cooperation that we conduct with these nations is all based in human rights, the rule of law, and the professionalization of their forces. And so we also help them not just with equipment and having being able to secure their borders, but also the training and United States schools that they are able to attend through State Department's International Military Education and Training Program. And we run 8 annual exercises as well, where we all come together. 25 to 30 nations will come together and work towards problem solving with a scenario in the region and make sure that we know we can get past the different languages that we speak in order to be in support of what I call be in support of team democracy. And so, and it's our pleasure to be able to do that and our honor to be able to do that in this region.
You've got some trouble spots, Ecuador, Haiti, other areas in your AOR that, and as I characterize it, sometimes you're playing whack-a-mole. What happens over here gets settled and then something else happens elsewhere. This keeps you on your toes.
It certainly does. We have 28 like-minded democracies in this region, and so our ability to work with these democracies and be able to support them and their challenges that they're having. And as we see that there are a lot of challenges, insecurity and instability in the region that is causing unprecedented numbers in migration and the flow of migration. And families are on the move. They don't feel safe, they can't get food, they can't get health care. And they all want to come to the United States. They want to realize the American dream. But this is the Americas. And so how do we make the American dream the America's dream? There's so much potential in this region to feed and fuel the world. And so I know that's a tall order, and it sounds like a tall order. There was a lot of talk about this region 10 years ago about that potential to feed and fuel the world. But all of the resources, 50% of the soybean comes from this region, over 30% of the sugar and the corn, light sweet crude, heavy crude, 60% of the world's lithium is in this region, gold, copper. And there are so many resources here. So how do we help them create more stability and security in the Americas so they don't feel like they have to be on the move?
Not lost on me is the fact that I'm talking to a lady that's got 4 stars on her collar, a combatant commander in the United States of America, arguably the greatest military in the history of the world. What is your message to young ladies out there? And I recruit these young ladies to go to service academies, but what is your message to them?
Well, I'll tell you, it is Women's History Month in the month of March, and it's my honor to be the commander of U.S. Southcom. But there's so many opportunities in our military, and I think that I could not have written my career any better than what I have been able to do and the opportunities that became available. I'm a helicopter pilot. I was able to serve in combat as a commander, as a helicopter commander of an assault helicopter battalion. I've been able to work at the White House as a military aide to our vice president. I've been able to work with you and Congress as being the congressional liaison to for the Army to Congress. There's so many different things that sometimes I just have to pinch myself that I've been able to do the things that I've been able to do. So please consider that. I think it's a great career. There are so many opportunities. My husband served in the military as well. And I'm a mom and a grandma too now, believe it or not, but it's just the opportunities are amazing.
We're proud of your service, grateful for your service on behalf of all of my constituents. Thank you for what you've done.
Thank you, Congressman.
That is Southcom Commander General Laura Richardson. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.